Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone, and welcome to another edition of The Cave Show. If I missed you yesterday, I'm sorry. We had all kinds of technical problems, but it appears that we have them fixed and ready to go. Hopefully, everyone's having a great day today. It is hump day. We're halfway home. Like I said, welcome to The Cave Show. This is PLR. We got a lot of stuff to get into today. The tournament's about to start. The most important game of the tournament is about to tip. ASU's playing Colorado. Obviously, I have no bias there. Michael Bennett off to Philly. Richard Sherman may not be going back to the Seahawks. Kawhi Leonard might be ready to come back. Man, we got a lot of stuff to get into. Like I said, this is the Cave Show. This is PLR. Welcome. We are brought to you, as usual, by the one, the only, the Girls Fried Cigar Tobacco, located locally in Chandler, Arizona. Alma School in Chandler Heights. Get in there, let them know the PLR sent you from the Cave Show. They will take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you may have. Also, you can become a club member. Get a locker that backs up to a humidor. Keep your sticks there. Never worry about them going bad at all. Enjoy, watch one of the many televisions they have lined up and lined around. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School in Chandler Heights in Chandler, Arizona. Again, let me know that PLR sent you, and you can get 10% off any cigar purchase that you have. Excuse me. Call in number 917-889-7828. Feel free to call in at any time during the show. Do want to address Mr. Tubby Smith again, kind of restated some of his comments about kids and transferring and all that good stuff. And reminding you, next week, next Monday, we're having our huge, huge March Madness bracket tournament breakdown. So make sure you join us for that. Like I said, the call-in number 917-889-7828. Let's get out to the line right now. Thanks for holding. On the Carrie Lackey Law Line in the Cave Show with PLR. Who do I have the privilege of speaking to?
Good afternoon, Paul. This is Lou, and I still have power, at least.
You know what? Yeah, everything's getting bad out there. How are you?
Holding my own. I mean, we had a little thing about maybe like 20 minutes ago, but that seems to be okay for now, so I'm doing the best I can.
That is absolutely crazy. You guys are getting – I mean, it's and what's crazy is it's now March. I mean, I'm not saying that there's a time to expect this, but you would think this would be more December, January, February, not hitting you so hard in March.
Well, you don't call March Madness for nothing.
Oh. Ain't that the truth?
That's one of a different kind. Well, actually, we have a different name for the month, actually. And it was, of course, it was taken from The Simpsons, so we call it Smarch.
Smarch. I hear you. Well, hopefully everyone out there, and you, of course, being safe and making sure that you're not getting yourself caught up in conditions that you can't get yourself out of.
No, I'm only caught up in the basketball games right now. Watching BC versus NC State, which is playing right now.
It is playing right now, and I'm very upset because we do DirecTV, and there is no Pac-12 network on DirecTV. And
I don't have it either on Comcast, but I get all the other games. Plus, I can get maybe some for the because they do have the college basketball package on it, so I can probably sneak in. I'll find some ways though. Anyway,
yeah. We were usually on site when there's an ASU game, but today we weren't able to be on site, and so ASU's playing, and of course I have a bias towards ASU. And missing that game against Colorado, going to have to go old school radio later.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I was coming across some articles today and involving two players that came down with their struggles with mental health issues.
Well, Kevin Love
and
DeMar
DeRozan opened up about his.
You know what? Good for them. In all honesty, good for them. And you know, DeMar DeRozan kept his struggles to himself, and there was nothing that, you know, no one really used him as a beating boy for so long, and I'm glad that he opened up. And by him opening up, it allowed Kevin Love to open up. And I'm so happy for Kevin Love, because every time something goes wrong, it's Kevin Love's fault. And just that amount of pressure on him, I'm glad that he's saying, hey, look, get off my back. Anyone else try to
right.
do all this and constantly be the beating, and he didn't say this at all, but it felt like saying, you try going through panic attacks, and while at the same time still being a beating boy for everyone on this team in the NBA. And I'm glad he came out, and maybe some of those people that always were on his backside, their foot can now get removed from their mouth and other places.
Yeah, but of course, and he said before it happened, he didn't believe in that, because this one just came out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll think about it. We're programmed as men not to have that, because that's a sign of weakness. I mean,
right.
what are we told when we're kids and we fall down? Come on, get up. You're okay. Come on. Dude,
right.
What are you crying for? Why are you crying? What do you mean? And I heard something today. I was listening to Dan Le Batard, and he said something that I found quite interesting. He said to Bomani Jones, who was sitting in with him, he said, when was the last time your dad, when you were growing up, actually expressed his feelings to you? And neither one of them could say that it ever happened. And I thought, and I'm thinking back, I can't think of one time when my dad was alive that he ever expressed his feeling, his true inner feelings, what made him sad and what made him unhappy to me. Not once, because we're not programmed that way.
No.
So I hope
no.
I hope that, you know, youngsters hear this and they know it's nothing to be ashamed of. You know,
no.
You and I are about the same age. Do you remember? Now it's no big deal. People say, I'll go to therapy for that. When we were in the 70s and 80s, you went to a therapist. You were crazy.
Right.
You know,
some people
think they're still in. Yeah, well, but do you remember? Hey, watch out! Don't date her. She goes to a therapist. And I think she's a little crazy. It was
right.
just such a bad connotation attached to it. And glad to see that's slowly moving away.
Yeah, it's long overdue.
It truly is, and
yeah.
Good for those guys, and good for them standing up and opening up, and hopefully someone else down the line will be helped by it and help from it and have the courage to come forward, you know, and say what's on their mind and open up their feelings and say exactly what's going on with them.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard what I was saying before the show came on, but looks like Michael Bennett is now an Eagle.
I'm just reading that article right now.
Richard Sherman is sketchy if he's going to be back or not.
Yeah.
The Seattle defense and the Legion of Boom is not looking like it's going to be
Marcus
the same.
Johnson too.
Yeah, and Cam Chancellor with the neck injury. There's no guarantee he's going to be able to play the upcoming season. So Seattle looks like they're moving on. Now I did hear some Yahoo on air talking about, oh, it's their political stance and Seattle's this. Michael Bennett moving on has nothing to do with his political stance. He's a 32-year-old. Defensive lineman who at that age, you don't really pay 32-year-old defensive lineman, and it's time to move on. Richard
right.
Sherman in his mouth has nothing to do with it. He's coming back from an Achilles injury as a 6'2" freak of nature cornerback that's going to be a $7 million cap hit, or he's going to be a $2 million cap hit if you waive him. That all has to do with finances and economics, because you're not going to pay him $7.9 million not knowing if he's even going to be ready for the opening bell of the season. And I just love the way Yahoo is always find a way to twist and turn certain things when it basically boils down to economics and talent. Because if you have both, generally in any professional sport, you play.
Yeah. Now, was it about Tubby Smith probably getting fired? I mean, the team is doing so well. Why would you want to get rid of him?
Well, here's what I hate about this. Tubby Smith came out, and he's old guy, get off my lawn. You know, he's the I don't like transfers. It promotes quitting. Kids shouldn't just be able to get up and move. And it's old school, and I understand that. And I understand the fact that you just can't have someone saying, well, coach, I don't like you, I'm leaving. I understand there has to be some rules in place. But at the same time, coaches can just pack up and leave. So it's quite funny to hear a coach complain about transferring when tomorrow, you know, Florida State could call Tubby Smith and say, hey, we want to double your salary. We want you to come down here. And he's like, peace, see ya, I'm out. So I think it's kind of a double standard. But how do you, as an institution also, that's why I tell you all the time, the NCAA, they're the true mafia. They're terrible. You allow a university to basically openly shop for a new coach while you still have the old coach in his position. I mean, really, stop and think about that. I mean, if you're a construction worker and they're saying, hey Ted, yeah, we're looking for Kevin to replace you. So if he accepts this job, you're out. I mean, what other job would do that?
None that I know of.
So it's funny. It's hypocritical as hell. If Tubby's gone and they want to go another direction, fine. You fire the man, you interview, and you hire. The NCAA wants us to believe all the lies they tell. Like, they want us to believe that institutions, they don't interview coaches until after the coach has been fired. They don't.
Right.
They start their search after that. No, they don't. This is a public feeler for Anthony Hardaway. Basically, hey, Anthony, give us a call. Hey, Penny, let us know. If you want to come back, reach out to us. Let us know what your ideas are. We're not calling you because we don't want people to say we interviewed you before, while Tubby was on job. But, hey, if you want to send us information, we'll take it.
It doesn't seem right, though.
It's that because it's hypocritical.
Yeah.
And something else to kind of go along with that. You have Philadelphia putting up billboards for LeBron James. You got L.A. now putting up a billboard for LeBron James.
Right.
And LeBron James, you know, he tried to answer it the correct way, and more power to him, because he usually does come out, you know, very, very gentlemanly, and he said that it's flattering, and you know, but he's a Cleveland. Let me ask you a question. If you're married and someone puts up a billboard that says, next time you have an argument, come by my house and come live with me.
Huh?
Next time things don't go your way at your house, I got you.
Yes.
Hey, next time the wife doesn't cook what you like for dinner or buy the stuff that you want to eat, hey, swing by my house. I got you. Would you say that's flattering? Would you say that's flattering? Would you say, no. Don't do that. Don't do that. So
I say I'm a happily married man. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. And move on. So, like I said, I think you tried to answer it the politest way as possible, but it's ridiculous. We say there's no tampering, but fans can do what they want to do. So, I don't know. I don't find that flattering. I find it very rude and whatever, and maybe LeBron should just come out flatly and say, I don't care how many billboards you put up. I don't care what you do. I'm not thinking about any other city other than Cleveland right now. Not even right now. I'm not thinking about any other city other than Cleveland. We're trying to win a championship, and all these distractions, they just don't work. In fact, I find it reprehensible.
Yes.
And be done with it. But
mm-hmm.
That's what they do. And Lou, I, you know what? I'm going to get into this about LeBron. I think LeBron is still the best player in the NBA. I don't think he can do it for the whole,
the current,
like, 40-42.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, currently in the NBA. I don't believe he can still do it for 40, 45 minutes at the level that he used to. 33 years old, been in the league 14 years. Here's my question. All these teams are making this pitch for him. How many more years does LeBron have it playing at this level? Like, how much of your future do you sacrifice? Yeah, so how much of your future do you possibly sacrifice? Especially if Golden State goes out and wins another title this year. And then the same roster is coming back again next year. Is LeBron really that piece that puts you over? And when I start looking at these teams, I'm like, is Philadelphia really the best place with no shooters for him to go? I mean, floor spacing, I think, would be a problem. Is L.A. the best place to go with Alonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram? Are they ready for that next prime time, like, to shine? You know, so you start thinking about this, you start thinking, well, maybe the best place for him to go is Houston. Okay, if he goes to Houston, who do they have to trade and get rid of to make room for him to go? Because they're going to have to get under the cap. So it's like there's not one perfect place where he can just fit in and say, I'm here, let's run this ball out and let's go do it. Unless you have to cut either a ton of players or he's willing to take a massive pay cut, which I don't think LeBron at this stage of his life is going to take a pay cut from $36 million down to $9 million. I just don't see that happening.
No.
So
I don't see it happening either.
So
we
shall
see. Good news about 5 minutes ago. I'm out of Facebook jail. Hallelujah.
There you go. There you go. Well, my friend, I appreciate you calling in and ready to do this again mañana. I can't believe the week is almost gone already.
Yeah. Oh, one more note.
Please.
That Carmelo Yello surpassed Jerry West for 20th on the all-time scoring list.
Yeah. You know, Carmelo, a lot of people don't see it, or a lot of people don't want to see it, or they don't want to believe it. Carmelo Anthony is a first ballot Hall of Famer. Now, I know he hasn't won an NBA title. He's never won an NBA title, but it's not the NBA Hall of Fame. It's the basketball. So you're talking about a guy that won a title in Syracuse, a guy that's won multiple gold medals, a guy that scored a whole lot of points in the NBA, and he's played on teams that not have won at all, but he's played on teams that have won and that have gone to the playoffs. He's first ballot Hall of Famer. And the argument that I get all the time is not just Carmelo. Dwight Howard. People hate Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard's a Hall of Famer. Gold medal. Here's what I say about this, and I use the Ricky Waters argument. If I put these numbers up against those numbers and I take the name away, would you say that person's a Hall of Famer? And everyone says yes. And then I say, well, I just gave you Ricky Waters' numbers. And they say, oh, well, you know, well, what changed? Just the name? And that's what's going to happen with Carmelo. If I put Carmelo's numbers up and I say, hey, Lou, here's a guy that won a national title in college at Syracuse, big-time school, and I leave the school name out, here's a guy that won a big-time title in college, played on two Olympic gold medal teams, made the playoffs 8 times in his NBA career, and is the 19th leading scorer in the NBA. So in the history of the NBA, there's only 18 guys that scored more than him. Would you put him Hall of Fame? You'd probably say yes. Hey, that's Carmelo Anthony. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, you know, he really choked us up in New York. Yeah, you know, he forced our hand to get out of the Denver. Yeah, now he's with Oklahoma City. They're not really doing well. We'll find everything wrong with him. But if I flip that around and say, hey, look, I got a guy who has all these points about all these things. Hey, you know what? Christian Laettner, if I tell you 2-time NBA or college title winner, gold medal, winner, averaged 15-8 in pros, and this is where his points are, you may say, you know what, those college titles might get him in. Hey, it's Christian Laettner. Yeah, I can see that. hey, it's Carmelo Anthony. Ooh, no. Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing. Basketball.
Yeah,
so, and I think he's getting in. And I think he's first ballot. And I think he's had a very successful career, with the exception that he could never lead a team to a title.
No.
And maybe, you know what? And you know what, Lou? Maybe I say we overestimated that. Because he won a title in college, and he was a leader of that college team, and because he was a good integral part of the U.S. Olympic team, maybe this whole time we thought Carmelo was a 1A, and maybe this whole time he was really a 1B or a 2A.
At the same time, I mean, didn't Chris Webber won a title in college, right?
No.
No, he did not.
Fab Five,
but
number
yet,
one.
But he is being considered in for the Basketball Hall of Fame. I don't think he's that deserving.
Yeah, I'm on the fence with Chris Webber. And here's my point, though. If Chris Webber gets in, there's no way you can keep Carmelo out as the first ballot.
No. No, I'll give you that.
So, we'll see. Chris Webber has the backing of a lot of his contemporaries. And they see something that – and I say this. If Chris Webber goes in, Dwight Howard damn sure goes in.
Oh, of course.
So, again, we get so much into like – and like I said, the whole thing with Carmelo. All this time, we said 1A, 1A, 1A. What if Carmelo really was a 1B or a 2A? What if that was really his calling? So when we look back, there's certain guys that lead you to titles, and they're special kind of guys. There's not one of those guys on every team. You know what I mean? There's not a Steph on every team. There's not a Durant on every team. There's not a LeBron on every team, a Dwayne Wade on every team, a Tim Duncan on every team. Everyone doesn't have those, which is why they don't win. There's not a Kevin Garnett on every team, which is why the teams don't win. So I think it's kind of – sometimes we look at that and we say, hey, this guy's a superstar. Maybe he was a superstar, but maybe he wasn't that superstar to get you over that hump. But there are guys that do. You know, Magic, Michael, Isaiah, Larry, they were that kind of superstar. Kareem, they were that kind of superstar. So, but we'll see, my friend.
Yes. All right, Paul, I guess that takes care of my notes for the day. So, if I don't lose power tomorrow or tonight, I'll talk to you then. Wish me luck.
All right, buddy, listen, most importantly, stay safe.
Thanks, Paul. All right.
All right, let's talk to you later. Great friend and program, Lou. Ah, man, that weather is killing them out there. It's crazy. The weather we've had, crazy. One last note, Kawhi might return. Does it give San Antonio a shot? Glad it took me that long to answer that question for you. Tomorrow we're back. Either I'll be really happy as you won, I'll be really sad that they lost. Because I believe if they lose to Colorado today, they are not in a tournament. At the Sports Cave, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook fan page, Cave Vlogs with a K, thesportscave.com. Cave is always with the K, and PLR on Sports on Twitter. That is me. Until tomorrow, everyone, have a great, great Wednesday. Enjoy your hump day. This has been the Cave Show. This is PLR. All right, everybody. Take care. If anybody asks you who I am, just stand up tall, look them in the face and say, I'm that star up in the sky, I'm that mountain peak up high, hey, I made it.